name for knives that you might use for this, or just in cooking?
Butcher knife, cheese knife, cake knife.
All right, after the man was stabbed, what would the murderer have to do? The knife was inside him, he'd have to
take it out.
All right, a funny picture's on the blackboard. The teacher might turn around and say, who
did that? Who drew that?
And if you were going to lift something like a large piece of machinery up on the roof, you might use pulley blocks and a rope to
draw it up.
Or another word for draw it up?
Hoist it.
If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you might say he's still quite
young in spirit, active, alive.
All right, now if it's a small child you're talking about, such as Mark, someone that's always moving around or on the go, you might say he's very
active.
And the children are out later than usual, and you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
concerned.
You wouldn't say you feel easy about it. You'd
uneasy.
Say you feel
uneasy.
And I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. This is a small child talking. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. All right, any other words you might use?
Afraid.
All right, a person who gets afraid easily is kind of
nervous.
She isn't afraid now, but she
was.
All right, the old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be.
I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
never was.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty
careless.
And there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
crazy.
All right, what's another synonym?
Unusual.
All right, another one. Beginning with a Q.
Queer.
And has it changed its meaning for you in recent years? Maybe this is why you hesitated to use it.
There's been some change in it, I think.
All right, how would you use the word queer? What would be your meaning?
Something very unusual.
All right, in other words, something that's eccentric.
Yes.
All right, if a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so
cocksure.
And somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say he's mighty. Or if somebody loses his temper.
Sensitive.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry.
And somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just
hold your temper. Hold your potato. Have you ever?
I wonder, yes, I heard it. I wonder how it got started.
I don't know what the idea was. Hold your potato.
Hmm.